Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with the subject at present once again is led by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, and the topic we're doing today is number two, the makeup of man. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 27, it says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him." What's important to understand here in this very first verse, that God said, let us make man in our image. God is basically saying, let us make man in our image, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God's not talking about the physical side, the physical flesh. He's talking about the spirit man and the ability to create with words. Man is a spirit being. He is made in the image of God. God is a spirit, and we see this in John chapter 4, verse 24. It says in verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Man also is a spirit. He has a soul, and he lives in the physical body. It's important to know that the divine order is spirit, soul, and body. In the world, people will say body, soul, and spirit, but that's not correct. When man fell in the Garden of Eden into sin, the spirit man dropped from the place of ascendancy as king of the life down to the bottom, and the mind took over, or the soul took over. We go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And in verse 23 it reads, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may you whole," W-H-O-L-E, "spirit, soul, and body, be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." So in the scripture, we see the scripture is very clear that there is a spirit, a soul, and a body, and that's the divine order, spirit, soul, and body. Spirits can never die, and man is a spirit living in a body. When our time is finished here on the earth, we leave the body behind, and the soul and the spirit go before God. In Philippians chapter 1, verses 23 to 24, it says, "For I am hard pressed between two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, for which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you." Paul is talking about the inward man, the spirit man. What Paul is saying, it's better to leave and be with Christ, but for your sakes, I'm staying here to do the work God's called me to do, to stay in the flesh, that is. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, we read, "Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." There is an inward man and there is an outward man. The inward man is the spirit. The outward man is your flesh, your body. The outward man is only the house in which you live in while you're on the earth. The inward man is the real you, the spirit man, or the heart of a person. The inward man never grows older. He is renewed day by day. The inward man is the spirit man, or the heart, as I've said, or the hidden man of the heart. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. God will guide us through our spirits. In John chapter 3, verse 6, Jesus was not talking about our physical birth. He was talking about our spiritual birth. It reads in verse 6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit." This is Jesus speaking. The part of man that is born again is his spirit, not his flesh. Man's spirit receives eternal life, the life of God and the nature of God. Man's spirit is made in a new creation through and in Christ Jesus. Paul calls man's spirit the inward man. Paul calls man's spirit the hidden man of the heart. When the Bible speaks of the heart, it is speaking of the spirit man. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it reads, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, or born again, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." This scripture is talking about the spirit man. When you are born again, you become a new creature. You do not get a new body. The outward man does not change. He makes the man on the inside of you a new one in Christ Jesus. You're a new creature, a new creation. Topic 3, spiritual awareness. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, it reads, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may you whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord." Spiritual things will become more real to us in the spirit when we are born again. God leads us through our spirit, not through our mind. Revelation normally comes to our spirit first of something, and then from the spirit it goes up to the thinking or to the brain, you might say, to our mental area. Become more spirit conscious and more conscious of the inward man. We are spirit beings created by God in and through Jesus Christ. Faith is of the spirit or of the heart. We are spiritual beings and we operate by faith. It's important for a born-again believer to mature in the spiritual things and to become much, much more aware of the fact that they are a spirit and they can operate in the spiritual realm and the natural realm at the same time as Christ Jesus did. I hope once again you've enjoyed today's topic. The next topic coming up will be the difference between man's spirit and the soul. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.